Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Well, hi, everybody. How you doing today? Tom Shalhoub here with the Tom Shalhoub Show. I got my mugs ready. Ordered some Tom Shalhoub merchandise from Tass, the resident artist. I've got my Tom Shalhoub mug if anyone's watching the video feed, and we also have our Shalunatic mugs for the guests. That's kind of cool. As you know, Tass, the resident artist, draws our show every day. If you haven't seen the drawings, tune in on Twitter. Tune in? Do you tune into Twitter? Check out the illustrations every day. We post them. We repost them, right, Matt? We always repost those drawings. And they're always very exciting. It's a great way to relive the show in a kind of illustrated form. Always exciting. Sometimes I look at the drawings and I say, boy, that was an exciting show. This is Talk Radio. 833-852-4866 is the number. 833-852-4TOM. I hope you have that number memorized or written on your, back of your thumb. The issue today. This is big news. It's big news in New York and big national news as well. I'll read you the New York Times headline. He delivered pizza to an army base in Brooklyn. Now he faces deportation. So that's a cause and effect, right? He delivered pizza to an army base in Brooklyn. Now he faces deportation. And first line of the story, food delivery sanctuary. These are often the anchors for the more than 500,000 undocumented immigrants who live and work in New York City. Are they? I guess, not sure what they mean by that opening sentence, but there are a lot of people who are undocumented immigrants who are work in the food delivery business. And I see they're saying that food delivery and sanctuary are things that people involve themselves in, I guess. So it was a man delivered a pizza. He was undocumented. The people at the gate stopped him, checked his ID. He had a New York City ID because, as you know, they issue IDs for people. Even if they're not legal immigrants, they give you an ID. But he was trying to drive onto the base in a car. He doesn't have a driver's license. And that's the story. Let's listen to how it was portrayed in the media. You saw that the headlines go like this. So New York Times, they kind of go for poetic headlines. He delivered pizza to an army base in Brooklyn, period. Now he faces deportation. The NPR headline was similar to that, the public media headline. Another headline on the AP, military base calls immigration agents on pizza delivery man. So they kind of put it on to the base. Military base calls immigration on delivery man. Pizza delivery man facing deportation after delivering to Brooklyn military base, says USA Today. So that was just to get those headlines in your head. That's how they portrayed it as a story. And now we hear from the man's wife,
It's cruel that they're gonna separate my daughters from him. He's the support in the family. Now I'm gonna be by myself, along with two kids.
Now I want to portray this as the media is portraying, and I want to give this all the sympathy it deserves and get your input from it. So that's why I'm presenting it in this way. I want to give you the. I don't want to put any judgment on it by saying I want to give you the sob story or anything like that. I want to present this as sympathetically as I can to you and then ask you some questions. Do you understand? 833-852-4866. I want to know if you think all was done correctly here. Is this a good story? I mean, is it a... To you, is it a good story? Is it something that should have happened? Is it something that you support? What does it say to you about life in these United States? What does it say about the people on the military base? And what does it say about the family whose father was undocumented? Here's the wife again.
But the main concern here is since when war and come to a military base to bring food is illegal. That is my point. Why did they steal the ID when he showed them many times before?
So there's two parts to that. She said, when did it become illegal to deliver pizza to a military base? She wants to know when that became illegal. She has another question where she says that he's done this many times before. So he apparently has gone to this military base and delivered pizzas in the past. What does that say to you? Does this make it more sympathetic to her, or does this, what does it say to you? She goes on to say that he may not see his kids again, so there's more of that on the sympathy side. Here's a Brooklyn councilman, Justin Brannon, and so he says as well that he has done this before.
Pablo had delivered to this base numerous times in the past. So how are you going to let him on the base 9 times, but on the 10th time, you're going to set him up for deportation? What you have here is an arbitrary enforcement of the rules. And when you have that, you have total chaos, you know. So we're trying to find out exactly what happened, why this time was any different than all the other times that Pablo came. Not to mention, when Pablo came this time, they took the pizza from him, and then they sent him to be deported. So it's just ridiculous, and it's insulting, and now you're tearing a family apart.
So they took the pizza, and does that make it worse? I want to present to you all the arguments here. Also, he delivered at least 9 times to the base in the past. So his argument, the councilman, is that it is arbitrary, and if you have arbitrary enforcement, you have chaos. Do you agree with that? He gained, so this man, with being an undocumented immigrant, he gained access at least 9 times to the base. What does that tell you? Does it say that he should be free? That he should not be? They shouldn't have called ICE? They should have continued to let him on the base? Or would you say that they should have called ICE the first time? And that they made 9 mistakes in a row and then rectified that mistake once? Is that your take on this? 833-852-4866. Protesters are speaking out.
You know, ICE is not going after criminals. They're going after good people, good working people, because they're trying to enforce their racist policies.
The entire neighborhood is talking about it. He's a hardworking man working for a living, supporting his family, and this is what happens to him. It's terrible.
I believe what the woman said. I'm not sure I agree with what the first guy said about the racist policies. That seemed a little bit much, but the... So the woman, I believe that these are good neighbors. I also believe that, that he's popular in the neighborhood and he's good, and I also have sympathy for him and his family, certainly. But I'm wondering if the story were told this way. It's interesting to see that we talk about the media a lot on this show, and you have people, obviously there's a lot of people, including former President Barack Obama, who had a problem with Fox News. Fox News stuck in his craw. Well, if you listen to Fox News, you're going to get a different take on the news. And a lot of people saying that. And without saying, they're presenting false information, they're just saying, if you listen to Fox News, you'd think this were happening. Now, why is that? Why did President Barack Obama find that Fox News had a different take on things that he didn't like? Did he ever stop to think, I wonder why I love 99.8% of all media? Why do I think they're all so great, and then there's one that I don't like? Maybe there's something wrong there. We're a bit out of balance in the media. Maybe we don't have enough perspectives in the media. I wonder if he ever thought that. I heard he was reflective recently. What was that? Someone of his aides said that he, confided that it was one of his guys, Favreau, or one of his speechwriters, has written a book and said that after the election of Donald Trump, he was in a car with him, and Barack Obama said, "What if we were wrong?" But then he quickly went back to his, I think he was just posing it as a hypothetical, not that he really thought he was wrong. So maybe he's getting reflective. But what if the headlines, I read you all the headlines, military base calls immigration agents on pizza delivery man. Pizza delivery man facing deportation. He delivered a pizza, now he's facing deportation. And then following that fact, because that's a factual statement, what happened, following those facts, there were outcries from people in the neighborhood and his wife, and I think that they are all credible. But you're getting an angle on this story. I would be willing. I didn't even check Fox News. I want to see how Fox has handled the story. I will do that. But I wrote up a story myself, some angle on the story that I never saw. I never saw this headline. Undocumented man attempts to enter military base. If you want to be purely factual about it, you could say delivery man facing deportation after delivering to Brooklyn military base. That is a fact. But it's also, this is a very factual headline, undocumented man attempts to enter military base. What if the article was written all from the perspective of somebody who thinks about national security in the United States? I couldn't find any headlines like this, but maybe the Security Times might write it this way. But the funny thing is, we have a vast media, and some people seem to think we have kind of two medias, a left-wing media and a right-wing media. But do we really? Because I think everyone seemed to portray the story in a certain way. But I never saw this. Undocumented man attempts to enter military base. I wrote up a little couple of paragraphs of my story. This appeared in no media. But maybe we could find it somewhere in the National Security newsletter or something like that. An undocumented immigrant attempted to gain access to a military base in Brooklyn, New York. The man had been under an open order of deportation for the past 8 years, but has somehow eluded authorities while working and living in plain sight. How about that? Imagine reading that as an opening headline. I mean, you can't have a problem with it. It's all factual. I'm using information that I read in all the stories in the New York Times. Second paragraph. A background check revealed the order of deportation from 2010. Military personnel, as is required by law, detained him and called immigration and customs enforcement officers who took him into custody, an official for the immigration agency said. Shockingly, the man's wife claimed he had accessed the military facility in the past several times while delivering pizza. This has not been confirmed, and it is unclear if proper procedures were followed in those previous instances. This is a brilliant piece of writing, isn't it? This is Tom Shalhoub writing for the National Security Times. I mean, listen. What's up? What does it say about the United States of America that people who are here in an undocumented fashion, I mean, illegal is the word, but I like even using the New York Times verbiage, that undocumented immigrants, people who came here illegally to this country, think nothing of driving onto a military base and holding up their ID that's issued by a sanctuary city to deliver pizza? What does it say about the confidence of people who are here in this country illegally that they would approach a military base? Can you picture being in Honduras illegally and the government of Honduras orders you deported from the country and you ignore that deportation order, you rip it up and throw it in the trash, and then you live for some time, you meet someone from Honduras, you have children with them, you're still under deportation, and then you see the Honduran military, and you just waltz onto the base, and they say, "Where's your ID?" And you show them your Brooklyn library card or something like that. Can you imagine doing that? What does it say about our immigration policy when people of undocumented status have such confidence to go about their day in that way? I find it very interesting, while also being sympathetic to this man's problem. What think you? Are you more sympathetic than me? I'm trying to figure it out. 833-852-4866. A real discussion with real feelings. Okay? 833-852-4866. We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
Hi, Tom Shalhoub here. Recently, the co-chairman at J.P. Morgan warned that a deep correction in the stock market could lead the U.S. to a 40% correction. We all know that the answer to instability in your investment portfolio is diversification. Adding metals to your IRA or 401k can help protect your nest egg. My friends at Noble Investments can help you with this strategy. Noble is the only national firm that for over 20 years has specialized in precious metals and coins and cryptocurrencies. People have trusted them to showing how easy it is to add gold or silver to their IRA or 401k rollover accounts. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com or text my name, Tom, to 511-511 to receive your free IRA gold and silver guide. The guide will show you three easy steps to get started. Text Tom to 511-511 and learn how you can take advantage of silver's historically low price by adding gold or silver to your IRA or 401k. Text Tom, T-O-M, to 511-511 for Noble Gold Investments today.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Sinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Bruise by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar, At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Pizza delivery man facing deportation after delivering to Brooklyn military base. Do you have sympathy for the pizza delivery man? I may have tipped my hand. A spokesperson for the military base told BuzzFeed that he arrived at 11 a.m. on Friday to make the delivery without valid Department of Defense identification. He was directed to get a daily pass. He signed a waiver permitting a background check. That's what you do, and that's what led to the ICE. What do you think of this? Any sympathy for this guy? Let's take some pithy calls here. Michael in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Tom, real quick.
Yeah.
Deporting now, and I'll give you two reasons why.
Yeah.
Number one, when I served in the military from 90 to 93, I had a good friend of mine who served in a different port of call in Germany. And he was discharged, I think, 94, but he had married a German lady. And it took until 2011 for her to get her citizenship.
Yes,
so he married an American soldier. I mean,
he did it the long way. And reason number two?
Reason number two that you don't hear anything about, nobody talks about, but the humanitarian disaster that's going on in Venezuela. Nobody's looking to take those refugees, are they? And you want to know why? Because they will not come here and vote Democrat. They've seen socialism.
Oh, yes, you're right.
It's
like there'd be another little Cuba. Good point, Michael. Thanks for the call. Mike in Syracuse, New York. What do you think? Sympathy? I'm looking for it from anybody.
Sorry, Tom, no sympathy. If you're checking into a military base, you need to go through and follow the protocol. The military should be reviewing their protocol to see why nine times this man has been allowed in.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to find out.
Whoever allowed the sanctuary city crap, vote them out of office because they're putting our lives at risk by allowing illegals to wander about.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike in Syracuse, New York. Let's go over the other side. Helena, Montana, Sandy.
Thanks, Tom. Deported. And for all the reasons everybody's been saying, he broke the law to get here in the first place. He is, I'm assuming, married to a U.S. citizen, though we're not getting all of the information. She may not be a citizen herself, so there's an issue. Also, you're talking about should they have called in ICE the first time? Well, maybe, but maybe their policies have changed. Maybe that's why this has just now happened. But, yeah, they should enforce all the laws, all the rules, every time.
Enforce all the laws. Okay, Sandy, yep. Thank you for the call. So Sandy says she wonders about the wife. It's reported the wife is a citizen. However, he was under deportation from 2010. So a long time he had a deportation order. He probably married her. But when you're if you overstay your deportation, you got a deal. You're deported, and you can't just marry and then, oh, hooray. You know, you got to go through the process. He obviously didn't do that. Andrea, in Salt Lake City, what do you think here?
I think it's amazing that a federal agency actually did someone's job for a change.
On the 10th try.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for this guy in the sense that he was lulled into a false sense of security by the state of New York and then entered federal property where there's different rules.
That's what I'm looking for, Andrea. I do, too. You know what? That's it. Part of this is on officials within this country, maybe not federal officials, and, you know, probably somewhat feds, but New York officials who gave him a false sense of security. Andrea, that's the sympathy I'm looking for. It's not all on him. It is the fault of de Blasio and Brooklyn. This is Tom Shalhoub. We'll be back.
Thursday on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark joins Carl in the studio as they take on the issues from South City Park to the halls of Congress. Join the conversation in our chat room with live streaming at KCNR1460.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We are your locally owned, community-connected town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves, and you're welcome to join in. KCNR's Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
We have named June 12th the Day of Action. At 9 a.m., we will be on the steps of California's State Capitol Building. Please pray for us and join us in person if you can. Go to ab2943.com to join the fight to preserve our First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Comedic insight and analysis of the day's events. Tom Shalhoub.
Is that what this is? Yeah, I would say it is. Tom Shalhoub. Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show, 833-852-4866. Pizza delivery man facing deportation after delivering to Brooklyn military base. I'm asking you what should happen to this guy. He's now in custody, ICE custody, and it looks like he's going to be deported. He was under an order of deportation for years, but he settled and got a good sense of security here in Brooklyn, working as a pizza delivery guy. His wife says he's delivered many pizzas to this Brooklyn military base. Why now? And I want to ask you if you have sympathy for him. Andrea from Salt Lake City had an interesting take. She said that her sympathy might come from the fact that he was given a false sense of security. Yes, yes, that's what I think as well. The comments on the story on the AP, I thought it was interesting because I thought I would see a lot of sympathetic comments. He was ordered to leave in March 2010, question mark. Should have applied for legal residency and shown up for court and done it the hard way. He's alleged to have tried. Everyone needs to show proper ID. I mean everyone to get into a military base. My question is, why was he driving and delivering pizzas without a driver's license? Well, you can. In sanctuary cities, you're allowed to do that. They say, oh, it's better to have them on the books and give them a New York ID. I told you guys, my listeners know, that I was hit by an undocumented driver many years ago. The police in New York just said, what are we going to do? They let the guy go. He had no papers. He had nothing. He didn't have insurance on the car because you can't get anything. So he was driving an undocumented car without documentation. He plowed into me and my, at the time, fiance, my wife now, and we got hit by the car. But we went to the hospital, and we weren't hurt. It wasn't bad. No broken bones even, but we got hit by a van. But it was surprising to me that the police just let him go, and they kind of shrugged their shoulders at the time. This was like in the early 2000s. I was surprised. 833-852-4866. Sympathy or not? Marty in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hi, Marty.
I'll give you a little bit of the sympathy you've been looking for, but just from the one human being to another aspect. I mean, you can't help but feel sorry for him in from that standpoint. But in the end, and also I guess a little bit of what Andrea is saying, the government being complicit in it.
Yeah.
But in the end, he dug his own hole. He put himself in the situation. And, you know, in the end, I say there's nothing else we can do. American citizens break the law and they get punished for it. They go to jail or do whatever their punishment is. I don't see any other way than to deport him.
So Marty has sympathy for the man. Sympathy for his heart bleeds, but he's got to be deported. That's his take. What do you think? Thanks for the call, Marty. Michael in Villanova, PA.
Well, I feel a little bit like Marty does. You can't be subjective about this. Otherwise, you don't know where to go. I mean, you break the law no matter how he was caught or when he was caught, under what circumstances. He broke the law. He should be deported. Now, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's just say I have an outstanding warrant for my arrest for spousal support. And I go to another city, and I'm a pizza delivery guy. I end up marrying somebody else. I have a kid. And then all of a sudden, I get caught, and I realize I have an outstanding warrant for 8 years. Am I not going to be arrested because people like me?
Yeah, it's going to be an arrest because you evaded a warrant. You know what? It's a perfect example. Any crime. Pick your crime. The crime is illegally coming into the country, but if it were spousal abuse, if it were petty theft or anything like that, if it's an open warrant, they're going to find you out, especially if you go on a military base and they do one of those background checks. So Michael says just treat it like every other lawbreaker. And the punishment for this, if you find someone breaking the law, in other cases, you know, you'd let them go and you'd set a court date if it were petty theft or something like that. But in this case, the law says you got a guy who's undocumented. You take him into ICE and you deport him. Thanks for the call, Michael. Do you have sympathy? A, There's two parts to it, because some of you don't have sympathy at all. You say, come on, the guy knew what he was doing, and he was here, he overstayed his thing, and all this other stuff. I assume you have sympathy for his children and his family. Of course you would, right? But let's talk about the guy. Should he be deported? Or like Justin Branahan from the Brooklyn City Council, he says it's chaos what we're living in. You've got to allow the federal authorities have to allow the local laws to take precedence. And here in Brooklyn, we allow people to drive around with essentially a local ID. Undocumented, but now they're documented because we're a sanctuary city. What do you think? Tom in San Marcos, California.
Pablo must go.
Wow. Pablo must go. Well, Tom, you're in San Marcos, California. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this problem up close, right?
Close and personal since the 50s and 60s, because I'm old.
Yeah. Well, nowadays you guys have, I think the whole state of California, you can get an ID, right? And there's a lot of people driving around without undocumented people driving around with their state IDs, right?
I don't know, but one thing is clear. They're selling uninsured motorist coverage like crazy.
Yep.
That's been around for decades. And we're suffering death by a thousand cuts. No, in this case, it's probably about 21 million cuts. And frankly, I don't want to see Pablo's family broken up when he gets deported. That family's got to go with Pablo because it would be a shame to separate the father from the children. So they all must go.
Well, the kids are citizens, so you know they're going to go to school tomorrow and they're there. I feel bad for them, but I mean, I don't think the family has to go, but Pablo is probably going to go to another country, back to his country of origin. Where is it? El Salvador? Ecuador. He's got to go back to Ecuador. I think he's going to get deported, in which case he's going to start the slow process of trying to apply and get in. And I think he probably will eventually get in. But even if it's a big pain for him and it's a lot of bureaucracy, I think I've already tipped my hand on you what I think should happen. I think he should be deported, not just because he's an example, but because we have to have a credible immigration system. Thanks for the call, Tom. Brian in Raymond, Mississippi. What should happen to Pablo, Brian?
Pablo is, well, first off, we need to build the wall to stop this from happening.
Well, wouldn't he, Pablo, here's an example. I think Pablo's one of those guys, because a lot of people call the show and say, Tom, the dumb wall, it doesn't even help anyway. Most people overstay their visas. And I bet you 10 to 1, Pablo came in on a visitor's visa and overstayed it.
Yeah, but to me, as long as you can't deport every single one of them, 18 million of them or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
If the guy is not outside of staying illegally, if he's not a felon or has committed no crimes, then let the guy stay.
So, yeah.
But tell him he's got to start the process.
He's got to start the process. Brian, thank you for the call. That's Brian in Raymond, Mississippi. He's called before. He's always got well-formed arguments, and he says you can't deport them all. 11 million, 12 million, we don't know what the number is, but you got to catch them. I'm assuming I'm now going to paraphrase Raymond's idea that if somebody is caught at a military base, if you're if you're clueless enough to go up to a military base and reveal the fact that you're undocumented, we're going to catch you. Take him in, process them. He wants to allow him to stay here and begin the process of legal immigration. Do you agree with Raymond? Buddy in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, no, I think he should be deported. And then he can start the process from wherever he's at, not here in the States.
Yeah.
I know that's going to separate him from his family and stuff, but that was his decision to start a family after he was told to leave.
Yeah, so no sympathy there from Buddy, huh?
Right, and I was in the Marine Corps, and if the MPs had let him on the base before, I would not want to be one of those MPs when they find out who they were.
Yeah, I think they were pizza-loving MPs, and they might have skirted the rules. Listen, I've been on a military base a few times, and every time, I have had to, just as a visitor, because we were going to visit somebody that was either a relative of military member or something like that. And we not only we gave our IDs, we had to do a little mini interview there at the gate where they kind of looked us up and down, They looked in the pupils of our eyes and they said, you know, what's your business here? Who do you know? What's your relationship? And all this stuff. So it wasn't easy for me to get on there. And I'm Tom Shalhoub, fine, upstanding citizen and totally documented. So, buddy, thanks for the call. I have sympathy for these situations. In fact, I'm recalling a time when we had a woman who was a mother, and she was making the sandwiches for her kids every day, sending them off to school. The husband is legal, is a legal resident of the country or a citizen or whichever it is. The kids are citizens because they were born here, and the husband is definitely legal. For whatever reason, the mom was in the situation like this guy Pablo, not documented, even though the rest of the family was. She was caught, and she was up for deportation. I asked you guys, sympathy for mom, and I said, look, at the time, I remember arguing to you guys. I said, look, get the MS-13 guys. I don't know what we're going after the moms first. You know, I said, let's let the moms go. I'm a little bit sexist even. Find the guys. Start with the bad dudes, then move on to the guys. But the moms making the sandwiches, I was like, don't deport her. You guys called in, and it was, what was it, Matt? Was it 100-1, or there was, it was mostly deport the mom, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, pretty much.
But a little,
no, it was 50-50.
Okay, so it was more sympathy for the mom. I wonder if that's
You helped, though. You had a little bit of sympathy in your heart there, so.
I did.
You know.
I'm a big softy, that's for sure. What should happen to Pablo, Ryan in Oberlin, Kansas?
I definitely think you should deport him. I mean, if I go to Mexico or wherever and I'm there illegally, they're going to deport me.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, forget about it. You can't even overstay your, extend your hotel stay. Everything is very regimented.
Sure. I mean, I drive truck, and, I mean, I see this every day. I don't know how they get driver's license. I got to show 3 forms of identification to get mine, so...
Yeah,
how are these guys getting them? I just don't understand it.
Well, you're right. I mean, this is essentially you probably couldn't get a job as a truck driver if you had one of these IDs, but I wonder if that's the case because this is a driver's job. You know, pizza delivery guy is, I know what it, you know, it's your basic, labor. There's a lot of, it's not as official as a truck driver, and I would think that it's a little easier to become a pizza delivery driver than a truck driver. But in essence, you're an undocumented immigrant, and you are given a driving job. That seems a little weird to me. I think that somebody ought to go down to that pizza place and go in there and say, hey, what are you guys doing?
Exactly. How did he get the job to begin with? But what they're doing on the truck drivers is they all have the same ID. They just use, you know, some whoever's legal, and they just get a fake ID and roll with it. And
yeah,
these guys out here on the road, they don't care. They just let them go. It's more hassle to do something about it than to give them the ticket or, you know, take them in. So
yes.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ryan. Obviously, there is unequal treatment in these situations because you have this guy who, let's say he's a great guy and his neighbors all love him. You know there's some MS-13 guy who's avoiding detection right now, and he's out there and he's up to no good. Or, you know, somebody is a gang member or whatever it happens to be, not just MS-13. There are immigrants that should be in line before this guy. The thing is, we're not – are our priorities in order? Kevin in Pensacola, Florida?
Zero sympathy.
Zero sympathy.
No. Let me, if I could, I was honored to have spent 20 years in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And during that time, I flew on Marine One. And
yeah.
We happened to be in Ramstein Air Force Base on an overseas shot. Our colonel, who was the personal pilot of the president, was put down on the ground by Air Force personnel with rifles to his head. Because they said he did not have proper identification.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And so he would finally work himself out. About 2 minutes later, he was led up off the ground, got on his satellite phone, called the White House. About 5, 6, 7 minutes later, a Air Force 2-star general was out there screaming at the guards to leave us alone and let us do our bidding. So... Yeah, there's no playing around.
Yes, and the only thing is, Kevin, I'm wondering how he got in 9 times.
Well, Well, guess what? Somebody got the word. You got to tighten things up. And it's a military reservation. No matter if it's a building or it's an outlying structure, the government has its own rules, regulations with the military, specifically security.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, is what it is.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sorry for the guy. He rolled the dice, and that was it.
No sympathy from Kevin in Pensacola. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 833-852-4866. Sympathy or no sympathy? And if you do have sympathy, do we still have to deport him? We'll be right back on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
It's a different take on the day's events. Tom Shalhoub.
Tom Shalhoub here with a question. When do you want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? How about today? Yeah, today, with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You get a credit card consolidation loan with an APR of 5.49% with autopay. Now, you could save thousands of dollars of interest. Just think about it. Application is 100% online. It's easy. I've been to the website. You can go today and check it out. You can even get your funds as soon as today. Now, I've got a special web address for you, and it's the only way to get this discount. Go to lightstream.com/shill. That's right, S-H-I-L-L. Yeah, that's the beginning of my last name. Lightstream.com/shill. LIGHTSTREAM.com/shill. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
pizza delivery man facing deportation after all he wanted to do was get pizza to our fine men and women in uniform. Now he's facing deportation. That's not exactly the New York Times headline, but close. Do you have sympathy for the man? Adam in Lake Bluff, Illinois.
Hey, hi, Tom.
Hi, Adam.
How you doing?
Good.
Look, two quick things. I don't have any sympathy for this guy. He might be taking away a job from some poor teenager, male or female, an African-American maybe that just got out of jail and needs a starter job to supplement whatever he's got coming in. It's just not right. And this is
taking another job. I haven't heard that one yet, okay. But that's a good one.
All right. And now, just real quick.
Yeah.
You know, the gentleman that just talked about Ramstein Air Base, about 80 miles away, I worked at Rhein-Main Air Base for 13 years in Germany. And one time, everybody knew me on base, even the base commander.
And they still checked your ID.
No, at one time what happened was there was a meeting, whatever. I left my IDs in another guy's car, and we came on base with one car, and they wouldn't let me in. They go, "Hey, Rico, sorry, we know you, everything else, but we can't let you in without an ID."
Because yeah.
They don't know if you just got your privileges taken away or got fired or
yeah, they
got
to follow the rules. Okay, Adam, thank you for the call. So Adam stopped, and they know him. Everybody knows Adam when he comes on the base. Derek in West Bridgewater, do you have compassion? I think you might.
Yes, I do. I went through the process. I married a woman from Thailand, and the forms and everything are overwhelming. So I mean, if his wife wasn't smart enough to fill the forms out, and you know, give him a break. He's a father. He's got kids. He's delivering pizzas to our military. So I think President Trump should give him a presidential pardon. And let's go after the criminals. This
look, he just pardoned. You saw the woman running out of prison yesterday. He pardoned the woman that Kim Kardashian, wanted him to. So he does have sympathy. It could happen. This guy he could step in here. He's getting very compassionate. Derek, thank you for the call. Derek in West Bridgewater. He is sympathetic, and this is a right-wing guy. I hear from him all the time. This is a very interesting topic. And we do have compassion, but we also have laws, right? We got to strike that balance. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion. Fox and Friends.
We're waking up America and we're telling them what's going on in the world. And that is such an awesome responsibility, but it's fun. What we're trying to do is not only tell you what's going on, but the backstories.
We're able to tell the folks at home, hey, this is important to you. This is why you need to listen. We have a great, honest conversation about what's happening in the news.
When people meet us, when they see us, they feel like they know us because guess what? They do. The only way to be successful on Fox is to be yourself.
Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and